It is time for another one of Al's Classic Car Chats, being brought to you by JDR Seeds here in our 2024 season of the Car Chat series. Today we travel to Lakota. We're going to be visiting with Mike Winkelman. Well, Mike, let's just say hi and welcome to the Classic Car Chat.
Hello and welcome to Classic Car Chat.
Well, I feel like I'm in a Pontiac Trans Am showroom sitting here. We're like up in a loft just looking down on all these beautiful Trans Ams. How many are we looking at here all together?
Well, we have 8 in the building right now and 1 sitting outside. We have 9 total, and I hate to say it, we're always on the search for more.
Well, obviously you have a love for Trans Ams. They're one of my favorite cars as well. I actually personally own a Pontiac. It's not a Trans Am, but it's a Pontiac Firebird, the series out of the 70s. So How did this all come about, that you have a love for the Trans Am?
Well, it started for me in, let's see, it would have been probably 90 or 91. Everybody around the high school at the time had 5-liter Mustang, Fox Body Mustangs, and IROC Z's Camaros. And I wanted something different, and I was cruising around and went through Bancroft one night, and there was a 76 sitting alongside the road, and guy was moving, and he had that in a Grand Prix for sale, and I looked at the Trans Am, and I bought it for $150 because it needed a transmission, and me and my dad pulled it home and found out it really didn't need a transmission. It was just low on transmission fluid, so I filled that up and drove it, and then I had a good friend of mine, Greg Heidecker, paint it, the first car he did out of college auto body, and that was where the ball started rolling for me. And then I sold that a few years later and bought an 88 GTA notchback, and that's how I met my wife, Robin, was cruising around Blue Earth with that, and we drove that for a few years till we had the daughter and we had to get sensible family cars. I bought a new S10 pickup and then had to get an old Caprice Classic for a family car. And then after the daughter got 5-6 years old, we bought the 79 that we got sitting here, and it pretty much snowballed from then. And 30 some years later, it's turned into what you see here, toys and memorabilia and real Trans Ams.
Yeah, like I said, I just feel like I'm in a Pontiac Trans Am showroom, because it's not just the cars, it's all kinds of Pontiac memorabilia as well. The die-cast models and everything is just, what a beautiful display area. The 79 got you back into the Trans Am. We're going to focus in on that. Well, even before we do that, let's talk about the range of years that we're looking at here. These are all not like just the same body style or the same year. There's a wide variety of Trans Ams.
Yeah, we start, the first one we have is a 73 Trans Am 455 Brewster Green, which Brewster Green was 73 only, and they made approximately 600 in that color, and that was brought the tail end of the small rear window on the back. And then we move up to the 276s we got. We got the black and gold. Everybody calls the Bandit car, but Pontiac officially just called them a special edition, and the 76 was the 50th anniversary of Pontiac for the black and gold. And then we moved to the white 76 455 four-speed, and I bought that from the original owner, Jeff Teske, 3 years ago, and the car is original down to the alternator, windshield wipers, and it's got just a tick under 38,000 original miles. And then we move up to the 78 Chesterfield Brown Trans Am, and that was one the wife really wanted. She wanted to find a brown one, and it's a W72, which is the high-performance package for 78, and that car was made 2 days before the cutoff, before that motor went four-speed only for the rest of 78 and 79. And then we move up to the 79 Trans Am, and that's the 10th anniversary model. They made 7,500 10th anniversaries, and it was also the pace car for the Daytona 500 in 79. They had 60 cars at the track, and I said that's the one that got us into collecting. We'll maybe talk about that a little more later. And then we move up into the next gen. We've got the black 89 GTA, which is a 16,000-mile survivor car that's all original and has all four options. And then we move to our daughter's 91 GTA Trans Am. And then we just picked up a 96 WS6 Ram Air car, which was the first year Pontiac bought Ram Air back on the Trans Ams. And then last but not least is the 2002 Yellow Collector Edition, which was the final run of the Trans Ams in the last model year.
Fantastic collection. We're going to focus in for just another minute or two on that Daytona 500 pace car. That's a 79. I love that body style because the Firebird I own is a 79.
Yeah, and it wasn't actually at the track. They had 60 cars at the track, and it wasn't one of them, but the pace car decals would come in the trunk and were dealer installed. And the car never had them on, but we hit a deer with it back in the early 2000s going to a car show, and I had Chemnas and Algona repaint it, and I decided to put the pace car decals on it, and now I see them without it. They look kind of funny without it, or almost naked. Bought that car out of Dodge Center, Minnesota in the early 2000s. It was 49,000 miles, and I think now it's getting close to 78,000 miles on it. One of the cars that it's probably not worth a big fortune, but I would never sell it just because our daughters grew up around the car, and it was the first one we bought married that got the Trans Am ball rolling again.
On this one, everything is silver. That's the theme throughout the car.
Yes, and that was on the 10th anniversary. You could get a Trans Am in silver in 79, but the 10th anniversaries were specific with the silver leather interior, the Cadillac shade carpet, and then they were the first Trans Am to have the red lit gauges and instruments. That was a Pontiac staple till they went to the end, and then it was also the largest Herdbird put on a Trans Am, and it says on the window sticker Superbird. And then it was the first year for the, they call them the turbo wheels, but the first year for the turbo look wheels on it. So there was a lot of stuff, and the 10th anniversary had a specific VIN on the window sticker, all the options. You bought a 10th anniversary, they came with every option that was available. Couldn't get them. The only option you get was a 4-speed, and then they were $90 less because you got a $90 credit because you could not get cruise control with a 4-speed.
So what engine does that one actually have?
That one has the 403 Olds, and the other engine would have been the W72 400 Pontiac. But in 79, the 403 became the standard morning engine, and they were the only two engines you could get in the 10th anniversary. Pontiac did offer a 301 in the Trans Ams for a $90 credit, but that was never available in the 10th anniversaries. Just on the regular Trans Am. If you wanted to take a $90 credit, you could get a 301.
So that's a 79 500 pace car, a 10th anniversary edition car of that. Can focus in on that one because I know that one's real special to you. And obviously that's the one you love to drive the most because it gets miles on it even.
Oh, yeah. We've drove it all the way out to Ohio for the Nationals and drove it all over. And we drove it quite a bit when it was only one, but now that we've got several, we try to put 1,000 to 1,500 miles a year, maybe not as much on the 89 and the white 76 because of the originality and the low mileage. But they're all drivers. The only time they're on a trailer is when we go to the Trans Am Nationals.
Well, thanks for inviting us up to this beautiful display of Trans Ams. You just don't find that every day. So a great thing to see. I love the Trans Am. Just a great experience. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, you bet. Anytime. That's why we go to 40 to 50 shows and cruises a year, because I just like to talk any kind of cars with people, particularly Trans Ams, but I just love any kind of old car.
Some of the cars we talked about today you'll see at the shows this summer, because I know you go to a lot of the local cruise-ins and auto shows around the area.
We do our own car show in Lakota August 4th that we put on, and we also help Mojo Productions with the Brit Rollins in July, August, and September. Our brown car is even on the Algona Flyer because Scott and Julie Seawick put that show on, and Julie loved our brown car, so she wanted to use that on the Algona Flyer. So we try to do as many shows as possible and cruisins in the summer just because that's our hobby.
Thank you very much. Mike Winkleman, who is with us talking Trans Ams today. We're right at the site where they all are in the Lakota area. This classic car chat this time around for the 2024 series being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.